When you walk inside Wesley House, Kirk Ford is one of the first people you meet. He's known by staff and guests for his smiling face, kind laugh, and cool demeanor. Kirk heard about the opportunity to work at Wesley House through SCRS Senior Community Service Employment Program, a community service and work-based job program for older citizens. When he was given the list of jobs available in the area and learned that Wesley House was on it, he knew exactly where he wanted to work. It was not only for employment, but an opportunity to give back.
So I had two kids I was raising, and we had my son was in an accident. He's riding his bike to Pittsburgh High School, and the car hit him. He's riding it home, and the car hit him, and he got hurt and was in the hospital. Well, Wesley House was over in our house, so not too long after he got home after his first surgery, bringing his groceries. And they kept checking on us. They brought us groceries another time. And I was always so, I don't know where I'd been without Wesley House at the time. They were so helpful, stepping up when I didn't, they made sure food wasn't one thing I had to worry about. We were dealing with all the medical bills and all of his physical therapy, and I'd never had forgotten Wesley House.
When he was 2, Kirk accidentally overdosed on aspirin. He ended up being in a coma for 3 months and also paralyzed his optic nerves, leaving him legally blind.
I didn't see anything. I think I was 5, and I was honestly snooping around the Christmas tree looking at presents. And I seen a blue Christmas light, and I knew it was blue. So that was the first thing I saw after I lost my sight. And so it's gotten, the optic nerves are paralyzed, so kind of over time, they've gotten, the vision's gotten better. There's times I can see the cars going by, I can see the buildings, but it might last a half hour, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
As a greeter, Kirk lets you know where to go in the building and what services are available that day. He also takes calls and shares about community resources. With the assistance of a Braille device, he can receive emails from his manager with important information for Wesley House guests.
It's real similar to my first job I had at the blind school. I was 13, and we had jobs there we could do during, we got $1 an hour. I think I worked 7 hours a week, but I answered the phone there at the school. And I worked one night a week, and I worked Saturday morning, so the door to get into the where we were at was locked, and it was up to us to decide if someone wanted to come in, if we should let them in or not. And we answered the phone and transferred the calls back then, and that's us. Kind of reminds me of my first job I had, answering the phone and trying to direct people where they need to go.
Kirk says the Kansas State School for the Blind, which he lived at for 9 months out of the school year when he was a child, instilled a strong value of service in him.
It's kind of a godsend thing to me, really is. I go back to the blind school. They were really, really good at working with me to help me to focus on others. What could I do to others to help them out?
A Southeast Kansan, originally from Chanute and later from Weir, Kirk went to Pittsburgh State University where he studied to become a teacher.
I thought I was going to be a teacher until I got in the classroom for student teaching, and then I learned I wasn't cut out to be a teacher. I ended up in general studies. The student teaching semester just really, I wish I'd been in the classroom more, because I'd had one previous semester where I worked in the classroom. That went really well, but I wasn't cut out to be a teacher.
He worked in Kansas City for several years before moving back to the Pittsburgh area. He worked for Envision, making trash bags.
Yeah, they were a group out of Wichita. They're still there. They opened a shop here in Pittsburgh for blind people, for legally blind people, and we did trash bags. Our demands got so they weren't so demanding, and our work started getting slower, and they decided just to close us down, send everything to Wichita. And there were options to move to Wichita, but this was home.
Now he greets people as they visit Wesley House. As they wait, Kirk has the opportunity to visit with guests.
Always try to lift them up, you know. I had someone come here one time. They were down on their luck, and they were apologizing that they never meant to be in this boat, and they didn't want to hand out. I said, well, I'd look at it this way. This is not a handout. This is a hand up. You've fallen down. We're trying to help you get going again. And you get back on your feet. And I said, then one of these days, maybe you'll be in a position you can help someone out. And that's been my philosophy in life.
Working at Wesley House has brought a sense of purpose back into Kirk's life.
I'm really grateful they gave me a chance to Wesley House, and you know, everybody here gave me a chance to really be useful again. You know, it is so, you know, it's so much more rewarding to feel useful than useless, and it really helped me tremendously. It's kind of brought me back to life, honestly, feeling like I'm useful.